It's every driver's dream to step into a Formula One car, and that's why for me joining the Williams team was definitely a dream come true. I've been in motorsport a long time. I started when I was only 8 years old in karting, coming through all the various ranks to world championship level at my late teens. I then moved into single-seater racing, Formula Renault, Formula 3, and in 2006 I became a works factory driver for the DTM team, that's the German touring cars in Mercedes-Benz. And this year I joined the Williams Formula One team. So it's been a very, very long road, but I think racing is without a doubt my passion, and joining Williams this year is most definitely a dream come true.
So how do you manage to conquer the very natural fear that we have about driving at high speeds?
I think I'm very lucky that I found my passion in life. I think speed was something I always enjoyed. Everything I did, I had to do at speed. And I love racing. I love being out on the racetrack, trying to push myself to be my best, trying to be as fast as I can be, trying to ease out every last thousandth in the car. It's very, very competitive, and it's sometimes very tough, but it's something I love doing.
Do you still feel fear, or does it just become something else?
No, I never feel fear. And I think as soon as I would feel any fear before a race or being in the car, then that's definitely a time to stop. I think I have respect for the fact that I'm travelling fast, very fast, and I've got other racing drivers on the track with me. But fear never, ever comes into it.
I'm looking at you here, tall, slender female. Does being light and slight help you in motor racing? It does look very physically punishing.
It should help me, because I'm a good 20 kilos lighter than all my teammates, but unfortunately I have to put ballast in the car to make sure that we're all on a very level playing field. So any advantage I may have from being lighter is unfortunately taken away.
Ah, I thought you were about to get an advantage there. And just things like the kit and caboodle and the things that you wear, are they as comfortable for women, or are they adjusted for women in any way?
Yes, very much so. You know, I like to be feminine, and I make sure that my race suits fit properly, that they are not baggy like the men's version. So no, very much so. There's no problem whatsoever that you can get all the safety equipment to fit and to be proper.